Very, very demanding.
Yeah. It's his podcast all of a sudden.
It's Here's going cheap. Podcast. You can have it.
Your Majesty.
No, really, that's a binding agreement. It's yours now. We're out of here.
Pharaoh. Pharaoh, by the way.
You just hear you hear our mics drop and you hear the door slam behind us.
Kadoosh.
Run away. Run away.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. Dead Zone is the sci-fi tabletop miniature skirmish game from Mantic Games. And now, here are your hosts, Rob Harper and Jack Fike. I am your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen.
Welcome to the 98th episode of Dead Zone the Podcast for July 2019. In this episode, Pat is still here, and he won't stop talking about Gen Con. As always, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com to see all the pictures, or you can go to youtube.com/deadzonethepodcast for the video version of the show. Now on to the episode.
Welcome to the Dead Zone Podcast. This is episode 98. And with me, as always, is my chum, Rob.
Yellow.
And I'm Jack. And with us, a very special guest.
Who refuses to talk. He's our silent partner. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Welcome to the show, Frankenstein. Oh.
Oh.
Rip Phil Hartman.
Oh. You had to bring it down, didn't you, Jack? No, we already told everybody who's going to be on this episode, so it's
me.
It's me!
It's Pat, it's not Frankenstein.
Oh.
It's me, Pat, also a Saturday Night Live character.
No.
Oh.
Rip her career.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh.
Anyways.
What's her name? What was her name? Something Sweeney.
Sweeney Todd, yep. Rip Johnny what? Depp.
Okay, so other than discussing the sidewalk outside of the Viper Room, what are we going to do with this podcast?
Oh,
what, why do we have our friend Pat here? Why is there? Are we having?
I was told that people would like to know what is happening at Gen Con this year, because that's coming up in what, 4 weeks now?
No, it's coming up a lot sooner than that, Pat. Ixnan the according time A.
It's coming up within 2 weeks.
That's then. More likely, yep.
Okay. So, I'm here to discuss all the fun things that are going to be happening at Gen Con.
We're contractually obligated to have Pat on for every tournament or event or some kind of con, as they're called. This
convention
is a Gen Con. I think it stands for Generations, because it's all about that Star Trek movie.
No.
No.
It's called Gen Con because it started in Lake Geneva.
So, oh. You're with your logic. Mine's more plausible.
No, because I think maybe 7 people saw Generations.
Oh. And they all come to Gen Con. I guarantee it.
So, what would you guys like to know?
Well, first of all, when is it?
Oh, Christ.
It's the last week of July.
It's the last week. I think it actually starts the 30th of July, 31st of July.
Yes, I think so. Or, well, 31st, I think, is Wednesday. I think it starts on Wednesday, doesn't it?
No, it actually starts August 1st.
Oh, so it's the first week of August, then.
Oh, yeah, first week
of August. I just know that I've been employed temporarily for that whole week.
Gen Con for us starts the 29th.
Yes.
Gen Con for the regular people starts the Thursday, though I know people come in on Wednesday to get their badges early. And
yes, you know. Hopefully it's unlike last year. The badge situation was crazy.
Not for us.
No, not for us, but for the regular peons. It was
that thing went all the way around the back of the football stadium.
Yeah. So hopefully this year they figured out that one, because it was horrible.
I mean, hopefully more people were smart and said, you know what, just send me my tickets and my name badge this time.
Yep. And Jack's going to be there, right, Jack?
I shall not.
Yeah. Oh.
You just disappointed all the fans, Jack. Next year.
If I go, then I'll be going to see Live from the Magic Tavern, and I will be seeing Critical Role, and I'll be seeing all the events.
Not on Pat's dime.
People will be like, what happened? Why hasn't anyone...
Martin's going to be there now too, Jack.
Oh, I like Martin.
We
hit off quite well.
You had a moment.
Oh, we had plenty of moments. He's quite the guy. He's a fun guy.
He's an officer and a gentleman.
Aces.
I missed him at Adepticon, but no, my loss is your gain, Rob.
It's true. Although I've worked like a dog and I don't get to socialize, so it's fine.
We all work like dogs.
Although this time we're going to be closer, right? Our hotel?
Yes.
So, less travel time.
Physically.
The downside to that is we won't have that amazing Mexican restaurant near us.
Oh, yeah. That was actually not a bad Mexican restaurant. But I'm sure we'll have other restaurants near us, like that German place, which was very good.
Yes, and then Rathskeller, and then we'll be able to go to a Steak and Shake so you can have the 17 hamburger meal.
That's true. I need to buy my 8,000 hamburgers for $5, so... I don't know if anybody knows this, but you can buy a lot of food for very cheap in the United States of America.
At least compared to Canada.
Yeah.
I think compared to the vast majority of the world, honestly.
I'm going to beg to differ, because all I know is that Rob nearly had a conniption when he found out how much we spent at McDonald's for all the food we got to go. How much was that?
Yeah. It explains a lot. That's all I'm saying.
That's not even one meal in Canada.
Yep. It was horrible. But Steak and Shake is really good. And the steaks, there's no steaks, but there's burgers and there's shakes. It's a kind of misleading name.
No, because what's that old commercial for A1? What's hamburger? Chopped ham? No, it's chopped steak.
That's true. It is Salisbury steak.
That was the All Food Podcast. We'll take a small break and come back and maybe discuss Gen Con.
Oh, God. All right. Let's get back on track here. Jack so eloquently said.
Yes.
I was the taskmaster.
So let's start with events, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a chronological order of how things are going, and I think maybe if we just ended with Mantic Knight, because that's going to be the highlight for most.
I think alphabetical order, though, is better.
So, on Thursday...
No?
Thursday...
Okay. Yes, Thursday, or bright
Thursday
and early.
Thursday in the event area, we have... Of course, some learn to plays, one of them being starting at 8, going until 5 in the afternoon evening.
I didn't even know there was an 8 a.m.
Well, we're there at 7 on that first day because of the VIPs.
Don't remind me.
So one of the first events on Thursdays is the learn to play Firefight, Warpath Firefight, second edition.
I wonder if they're going to have the FAQ working.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's good.
So if you're interested in learning some Firefight, you're on the fence, you're like, Firefight's dead, then...
Was that a Jack impression? Yeah, I think it was pretty accurate if it was.
it was kind of just more the naysayer.
So Jack.
Just the embodiment of naysayers in general.
Yes, the generic naysayer. Come by and check out Firefight and... figure out for yourself if you truly hate the game or don't.
Well, at very least, I'm sure there'll be nice miniatures on display, big armies, and it'll look good.
And then speaking of big armies, also Thursday, we have the big game, Kings of War, 10,000 points aside, giant table. If you didn't see the Adepticon, come see it at Gen Con. It's a truly glorious-looking table, would you say?
They were there last year, too, right?
Yeah.
But I think they said that they're going to have a different configuration or different stuff this year, so...
No, I think it's going to be the same. Maybe there are some...
Same as Adepticon? Because the Gen Con and Adepticon were different, I think, weren't they?
No.
Really? I think they were. I think you're insane.
No, I just know that the tables that we're... I think what's happening is the transport of the tables is going to... There's... I don't know. I don't want to say miscommunication, but logistic issues. That's the word I want to use, logistic issues.
For the size of everything?
Yeah.
It is impressive.
It is big, yeah.
And once again, yeah, the armies on display, they have crazy... Is it always the same armies? Isn't it like
it's
Chaos
or Abyssals? It's Chaos, versus, yeah. It's Chaos and Abyssals or something like that.
And it gets, it was Abyssals and... they're the ones of the
Basileans?
No. The water ones.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You're correct.
Right. So, no, I think that's going to be in the new table for Adepticon next year.
Trident Realms. They had an Adepticon. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's always impressive to see the big game.
That's Thursday. And then also on Thursday, we have Hellboy, the board game, the A-team scenario.
Do you want to describe what's going to be happening with this game?
The A-team scenario basically is going to be a game of Hellboy, but whoever does it, whoever solves it in the fastest amount of time, that BPRD team is going to be labeled the A-team and win a special prize.
So they have to... What's the rubric for this? How do you determine do you write it down, everybody's names, and then how do you contact them afterwards and stuff? Or they just got to come check in?
Well, they got to come check in, but what we're going to do is who's ever running the game is going to take down the lead person's contact, whether it be email or a phone number we could text. And then we will text that lead person and let them know on Sunday that you are the BPRD A-team. Come to the booth to claim your special prize.
Nice. And so, it is a custom scenario?
It is a custom scenario.
And I think, can we give a little more details, or you think it should be a secret?
Oh, it should be a secret.
Not even like just the basics? Can I give you just a basic?
Do you want to give the basic? I feel like you really want to explain this.
There's just some neat stuff going on that's not regular Hellboy.
Well, go ahead then. You do. Go ahead.
I think you're right. I think it's better as a surprise.
Yeah.
So when you come and play, afterwards we'll talk about it and we can describe what happened.
Yeah, it's a special scenario. It's not anything that you're going to see in the game that you're going to see. This was created specifically for Gen Con, so...
Yeah,
you know, that was a real moonlighting will they won't they moment between the two of you. it was a pleasure to watch.
Well, who was Sybil Shepherd and who was Bruce Willis then?
I was obviously Sybil. Come on,
yeah,
I got the cheekbones.
Yeah, and you're blonde.
That's true. On the inside.
Oh, ooh. Oh, hey. So there's about six games throughout Thursday for that. Then Here's Negan, Rise of the Saviors is on Thursday, happening on the weekend also. This is another special scenario. I mean, that's nothing too crazy. For Here's Negan, if you haven't played that, it's going to be a nice big map trying to get Negan through the sanctuary, a hidden room in the sanctuary that they found, or hidden wing of the sanctuary that they found, trying to clear it out. Then Crazy A, Mr. Wadzianski, is going to be running Dreadbut Ultimate, three episodes. Can we call them episodes?
Well, it's a game. It's like a match. Three matches?
Three matches of Ultimate Dreadball featuring Giants. All miniatures and everything are provided. You, of course, can bring your own team. And he'll have the appropriate Giant that will help out your team to play. Dreadball Ultimate is fun, especially when you put the Giants in there. It's a little crazy.
And as someone who has been, when we did the Dreadball After Dark at Adepticon, Andrew runs a good, solid game. He knows his stuff, but he's an entertaining figure. It's not going to be a humdrum, lackluster. You know, you don't feel like you're putting someone out by having to, you know, taking up their time. He's
not called Crazy A for a reason.
I highly recommend if you can and get a little piece of that action.
And yeah, he'll make it fun, that's for sure. Because he's doing it for his own enjoyment, really.
Yes. And then back by popular demand is the Walking Dead Walker Challenge. That runs every hour on the hour. Come on, come off, kind of thing. With this one, we are keeping track of who kills as many. While the goal of the game is not to kill as many zombies as you want, there's a little side thing. The goal of the Walker Challenge is to be the hero with the supplies, you know, and not to come off the board with the most supplies. That being said, there's a special side prize that whoever kills the most walkers will win a, for the whole weekend, will win a Walker Zombie 3-up.
Nice. Mm. The 3-ups are like statues, really, that you can paint up and make beautiful, and they're very cool.
They're about 8 inches high.
And it's a zombie walking. It's not a zombie. It's a walker.
It's a walker.
No zombies.
Walker.
It's a Christopher Walken. You're right.
It's a Christopher Walken walker.
Speaking of Dead Zone, it all comes back to Dead Zone, people.
And then, of course, we're back to Learn to Plays. The big game is on there. You'll be a Learn to Play at noon on Thursday. And then again on Sunday. And then in between those, there's going to be some Learn to Play Vanguard. So if you are into skirmish fantasy games, come check out Vanguard. It's a very popular game right now.
And it's also, you'll see some really nice miniatures for that too. Because the Vanguard miniatures, I think, are the best miniatures that Mantic makes right now, is the Vanguard ones. So
that's true. So that's the first day, Gen Con. Second day. Still Friday, there's the big game going on still again for the part of the most of the day. We got the Hellboy game again. Here's Negan. These are all running consecutively all the weekend. Walker Challenge. Learn to Play with Vanguard. Thing to find out is Friday morning at 10 a.m. we're going to have the King's War tournament. It's a firefight tournament. Wait a minute.
No, what it's, it's a Warpath Firefight Tournament.
It's a Warpath Firefight Tournament. Oh, man, I must say, you have a stroke. Also
if
on
you're
Friday,
having a stroke, please contact...
Yeah. Please forgive Pat. If you've listened to the last episode, he did spend some time in prison recently, so now things seem to
be after the second break in this one, we'll talk about why he was in prison. Yeah, we forgot about that last episode.
We did talk about it last time, but we can you know, go over it again.
I don't remember that.
Uh-oh.
But the firefight tournament's 8 hours long, people. Prepare yourself.
Do you smell burnt toast?
Do you smell burnt toast?
Then, and then I smell burning French toast.
Mm.
Also happening on Friday is the Dreadball General Control Cup NEDC Circuit Dreadball Tournament. Winner of this will also get free entry into the National Championship Adepticon.
Nice.
Also run by Crazy A. And then Friday night, after the Firefight Tournament, you have the Kings of War, How You Use It Kings of War Tournament. Unlike other tournaments, this one is you play, armies stay in the same spot, players move. So every round you're playing a new army.
Are all the armies provided?
Yes, all the armies are provided and the lists are provided. So it's about how are you good because you can make a list, you can min-max, you can point-wise out, or you just got good strategy.
Yeah,
and you can play with whatever's placed in front of you.
Yeah, that's interesting, because then, yeah, it's more about your flexibility in play and knowing all the ways to play all the different groups, which would be interesting.
Yep.
I think a lot of people who are usually really good at Kings of War would have a really hard time for that, because most people just know they're one army, but...
Yeah, or they know how to make a list that maximizes the strengths and weaknesses, you know?
Or has a comfort zone, like their style of play, the way they like to do things, and then you get pushed into something, and that's just not the way that team goes, and you go, oh, okay, now I gotta think on my feet.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's it offers... A lot of different opportunity to test your mettle.
Mettle.
So that ends Friday night, and then Saturday we roll into Saturday, the third day of the long weekend. All the same games will still be there. No Warpath, no big game, but there'll still be Hellboy, Here's Negan, and The Walking Dead. But the big thing on Saturday is the King's Award, Kings of Gen Con, Kings of War tournament. I think this is a Masters qualifying event.
It is 10 hours long. It better be qualifying for something if you're going to sit 10 hours. Jesus.
Yeah, that starts at 8.
Jack, you thought you were imprisoned when you were doing all the Adepticon tournaments. Imagine a 10-hour tournament.
I hope someone brings some cold pizza over for people to golem, eat like a fish.
Yes. That's the only thing keeping anybody alive in that tournament.
So, and then, while all those events are going, the big thing to note on Saturday is, of course, Mantic Open Night. This is Mantic's 10th year at Gen Con, basically 10 years of Mantic. Gen Con being the first convention where we brought a sprue of elves and a small booth, a 10 by 20 booth, I think it was. And Englishman sitting there going, look at my new toy.
And, yeah, that was 10 years ago. It seems like so much longer, doesn't it?
We've come from that to Hellboy, Walking Dead, Dead Zone, of course. These are all big games. Dreadball. It's come a long way in 10 years.
Very much so.
How many have you personally been to, Pat?
Honestly, 9.
9? You just missed that very first year?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't get... I got on the Adepticon after the Gen Con, so...
That's when you were hired?
I wouldn't say I would have hired yet. I was at that point then the first Pathfinder.
Yeah, part of the team, yeah.
Yeah. And then it was a couple years after that that I think took a position.
If you have a business card, I think that should be on it. The first Pathfinder. should be your title.
Yes.
First amongst many.
It was. You know, I mean, we sat down, me and Ronnie went there, and he goes, how do we get this going? And I said, well, if you want to run it, this is how you do it. And, you know.
And the rest is history.
Well, yeah, I mean, there was a guy before me trying to do it.
Don't speak ill of the dead.
He's not dead.
Isn't he?
Isn't he? he made you a Hellboy game, didn't he?
No.
So,
He wasn't a Pathfinder. He was just community manager, James.
No, but I'm saying he was running that. He was supposed to be running that program.
Oh, yeah.
The way I outlined it.
Yeah, he was more of a community manager, doing demos at Beasts of War and stuff, which he was really good at. But yeah, as for the Pathfinders, even now England is not as high up on the scale of Pathfinder excellence as you've done for the U.S. and North America, mostly U.S.
Well, no, I got some. There were some good Canadian guys for a while, and I just kind of.
Well, Mexico.
No one's ever played out of Mexico, so if there's anyone, you know,
as long as you're not
part of the Sinaloa cartel, I guess.
Or Brazil, actually. I think there is quite a few Brazilians. They tend to play games in Brazil, it seems.
Yeah, but I'm north and central. I'm not...
You can't do South America?
I'm not south. That's not part of my purview.
Oh. Is there a South American person? Or is it just the British people run South America? Just like the colonials...
Honestly, I don't know if they. I doubt it.
Damn dirty colonials, so always running other places that they have no business being there.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Argentinians and they're fighting over an island again.
Yep. Yeah. I would almost guess that Mantic doesn't have a representation in Argentina.
No.
They still.
But Germany does.
But Germany does for sure. Hitler's still there, right, Jack?
So the Mantic Night, you don't need to have tickets for Gen Con. You can just go, you can buy your tickets for Mantic Night and be part of that without having to get into the...
Exactly. Mantic Open Night is off-site. It's going to be called... this year, I mean, I don't know what's going on in downtown Indianapolis, but every time we hold an event at some place that...
Place,
closes down.
Yeah, I don't think it's downtown Indianapolis' fault if every time you hold an event, it shuts down. I think that's a Mantic problem.
Well, is it, though? Is it?
Yes, you're cursed.
The question is we're talking about the last place we had it was at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe you destroyed. That place never closes. I've never heard of a Hard Rock Cafe closing, and somehow you closed a Hard Rock Cafe.
And the Colt's Grill.
Well, that's more likely. Where is this one going to be at?
It's called Kingmakers.
Kingmakers is a it's some kind of, it's a board game cafe or something, isn't it?
It's a board game pub.
Pub, yeah. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for anybody from Indianapolis who liked that place. It will be closing on August 5th.
Yes.
The moment Mantic leaves the building, they'll be locking their doors forever. Sorry about that.
This time next year, I'll be making the joke that the Kingmakers met the Kingbreaker, and that was it.
His name is Pat.
Yep, that was all she wrote.
Yeah. So that should be exciting.
So to commemorate the 10th year, 10-year anniversary of Mantic, we've had some special pint glasses made that you get with your ticket at Mantic Open Night.
What else do you get with your ticket at Mantic Open Night?
You're going to get a drink ticket, good for any drink at the bar.
Excellent.
You're going to get some special goodies from Ironheart Artisans and Outrider Hobbies. And then what was the other thing I was going to give?
A tote bag?
No.
That's at the actual booth. There's exclusive.
Yeah, you'll get the tote bag when you buy something.
Oh, there's an actual tote bag?
Yeah, we're not. I thought you knew that, Jack. I thought you were bringing that up on purpose.
No.
Yeah, there's a new tote bag Jack Pat has for the booth.
Okay.
The first 100 people who buy something, or 1,000, or
yeah,
there was a special, while supplies last.
You know what I wrote? I don't even know where I put this down, but I know there's something else.
Isn't there credit?
It's Hellboy related. Oh, yeah, you're going to get a $20 gift certificate. Go to the booth on Sunday.
Question is, what if you go to the Mantic Open Night, but you don't go to Gen Con? What can you do with that ticket? Is it just burn it? It's useless, or can they somehow redeem it to you? Is there any way to use that if you don't go to Gen Con?
Yes.
Talk to Pat at the event.
Talk to me at the email. What I'll probably have to do is have you email me, and then we'll have to generate you a coupon that's good for the Mantic web store.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm sure there's not going to be very many people, but I know there is one person who asked me about it, and that was Beetle. So, Beetle, that question was for you, buddy.
Yeah. And Beetle, we'll get you squared away, buddy.
Yeah. And by that, he means he'll murder you like he does pubs.
I don't.
Careful. You know, careful around this guy.
It's
the truth comes out. It's actually Ronnie.
It's the clientele.
It's true. Those Mantic people are a little shifty.
I'm blaming the rabble that comes in on Mantic Open Night.
I wonder, for this, is it like a special room, or is it the whole place you have booked?
We have the whole place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem with Hard Rock. It was just a little room, and it was kind of crowded, so it would be nicer to have this bigger area. And
yeah, I've never been to this place, but it looks pretty big. It says it can hold quite a few people. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's a pub, so I'm sure it'll have plenty of room to be playing some games, demoing some games, as always there, right?
Yes, we'll have Hellboy, Doom Wheel will be there, the little vermin game. Barroom Brawl, King's Dungeon Saga Barroom Brawl will be there. I think Andrew's going to run some Dreadball again. Oh, and then the playtest of the King's War role-playing game.
Ooh.
There'll be just a quick 2-3 hour kind of play, roll some dice, make a character kind of thing, play through a quick scenario or something.
And just like last year with the Hellboy, I'm sure space will be limited, so make sure you...
yeah, space will be limited, so it'll be that definitely is going to be a first-come, first-serve.
And, yeah. And this year, I will be passed out in a corner, and Beetle will have to resuscitate me again, and...
Exactly.
And he does have lovely, minty breath, that's all I'm telling you.
Yeah. So there's something else, and I can't remember what it was, and I want to say that it's Hellboy-related. and I can't remember what it was.
Well, I've heard a lot of what's going on, and there's a lot, you know, that's all fine and good, but I didn't hear about what Rob is doing. Rob, your slave. Like, I understand he's going to be helping with the setting up and the tearing
down. Well, last year, Rob has now gets his name in every book under Star Master.
It wasn't an escalation. That's all I'm saying. I think that my contract's null and void, so I get to choose this year, right?
I forgot to remind someone to put your name in there.
Oh, I thought I could. It was a loophole. I can now get out of everything.
No. Trust me.
Wasn't that a Rob Berman invention?
It was. I think it was both those guys just trying to taunt me with.
Oh.
By that point, I was weak. I was just like a little newborn baby. I was beaten down. I couldn't speak any longer. So they were just they were just mean to me, and they were just
mocking
me. Yeah.
So Star Master.
So this year.
Actually, if you want to be honest, truth, I was thinking Star Master is going to be Star Master again.
I'm going to be put back on selling Star Saga again.
And then if he sells all these out again, then this time he will get a second name. He'll get an alias name in.
No, I move up to like Star Commander. Eventually, I'll just own the company. It's a process.
Is it Star Commander would be higher than Star Master?
Yeah, no, it's got to. That's not right. Just a change of the name doesn't. You've got to start doing like an old timey, like multiple, you know, Son of Goyne thing where you just, you know.
Where'd that example come from?
Isn't Gimli the Son of Goyne?
Oh, it's a Lord of the Rings.
I think so.
Oh, I got it. But I think, all right, so it'll be Rob Starmaster Harper, Son of Gloin.
Well, you don't need to go with the son of, but I'm saying like Star Master,
Son of Blaine,
ruler of the Andromeda Galaxy,
mover of merch, seller of sagas.
Ooh, I like mover of merch. Ooh, seller of sagas. That's a good one.
Don't Jack, stop helping him.
Star Master Harper, seller of sagas. That's the next name in the book.
Oh, I'm gonna fail this time just on purpose. throw myself under a bus. Literally.
Well, people are yelling at him from across the hall, Seller of Sagas!
Star Master!
Seller of Sagas!
Well, as
come
long
bless
as,
my child!
As long as you get a bard to sing my tales, I think that'll be alright.
Oh, I'll do that myself.
He's Rob Harper! In my mind,
sagas.
In my mind, you were laying down like a you know, just some fat licks, some.
I thought you were gonna say he's laying down like a lounge singer on a nice settee, singing the. Yeah, yes. So that won't happen, but we'll see how many we have this year. Last year, I think it was 40. As long as it's like less than 40. Maybe I'll.
And no, you had 50 last year, and you did 50.
Yeah, it was a scam. I'm a shyster. I know how to sell things by just lying to people. So
you had your angle.
Well, the problem this year, the angle is Dead Zone, but I don't know if I could sell Dead Zone because you have at least two strikes teams in the Star Saga box.
Yeah.
But last year it was a lot of Starfinder. It was big for that was just coming out, kind of hitting it big. So it was just like, look at all this terrain you can get for that price.
The cool thing is you can still do that.
Yeah, I think that is always the easy sell, and the miniatures. People, it is a nice if you're not even playing Star Saga because really that crowd was all role playing game people, like almost all of it.
Yeah.
Very few actual miniature gamers. It's not like Adepticon. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Gen Con, but if you've been to Adepticon, it's nothing like Adepticon.
No, 100% the opposite.
It is just role-players. So they're just looking for things to help them with their role-playing games. Like some of them, obviously, it's a game. You get a game too, and you can play that game. But a lot of them are looking for just like, oh, I can use those tiles in my Star Saga or my Starfinder game, or
yeah,
well, I play this game, and yeah.
If you're running a sci-fi game and the night all the guys come over to your house and you bust out all those tiles with some miniatures and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right. So,
and it was for the price they were selling it. You know, you couldn't go anywhere else to just get get the miniatures for that. Never mind the whole set. So
this year it's going to be Hellboy. Like those people last year, nobody knew about the Kickstarter. Like the you guys had, I think, little flyers to give out to tell people the Kickstarter was going on.
Yes,
but this year, now that it's going to be on the shelves,
we do have a coupon in the coupon book at Gen Con for, I think it's $20 off the Kickstarter edition of Hellboy. Wow. And you're going to get a limited edition translucent Johann.
Nice.
While
stealing one of those.
While supplies last.
There'll be less supplies because I'm stealing one of those. And, yeah.
Star Master doesn't have to steal.
Star Master is given his due. But no, Hellboy this year is going to be huge. Just the reaction last year to people seeing it in the shelf and hearing about it. I think this year that's going to explode because that's the kind of crowd it is. They, once again, it's just to get those minis. Like, obviously the game's great, but a lot of them just were like, this game exists. I cannot wait. And you had the same thing happen when you went to that Comic-Con, right? Like, where people just didn't know about it, but they were so excited.
Yeah. Just like, this is a game? Why, yes, it is.
It's funny how people, like, outside of miniature game, if you don't go to any of those websites, you don't go to, like, you just don't know about this stuff, and they're so surprised. And that's why they go to Gen Con, I guess, to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's good. We're kind of on the pulse of things, where a lot of people just aren't. So, fun times. So that'll be exciting.
Yeah, so that's kind of Gen Con in the nutshell. I mean, come get your limited edition pint glass, 10 years. If you go to the blog, there is, I think I put a picture of it on there.
And it's, we got our Adepticon one, so we have to start collecting these. So every time there's a Mantic pint glass, we'll have to grab one. Once again, stealing pint glass with my other things I'm going to steal. I actually messaged Pat when the tickets went on sale. Pat, do I have to buy a ticket to get a pint glass? He's like, no.
Not you.
The yoinker of Johann, the yeah. Picker of pint glasses.
It's got there's a mock-up of the pint glass on the blog with the nice 10-year Mantic logo we got going on.
Yeah, it's neat. It's like the Mantic splat, but the 10 in background. It's really cool.
The limited edition tote bags when you buy something, you'll get that, too. It has that logo on there.
And I'm sure, as always, there'll be some great con deals. You guys always do crazy stuff there.
We do.
Like, last year, I think it was a Terrain Crate. You had a lot of those, what were they called? Like, just crates. They were just giant crates of terrain. I think it was Kickstarter editions, was it? That were just left over, and they were great deals.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully, this time, you don't have to have stuff delivered, like, the day of.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So also, if you're going to Gen Con and you buy something from the Mantic Web Store, there is the Ship to Gen Con button. You can have your stuff shipped to Gen Con for free. That will end fairly soon. So get your purchase in if you wish to participate in the free shipping.
I was going to do that, but then I quickly realized you get free shipping if it's I think it's $100 anyways. So
yes,
that kind of stuff for Mantic, it's like, just get $100 worth of stuff. It's like, come on. And that's pretty easy, especially with all new Dead Zone stuff. I think it was quite a bit more than $100 when I got my new Dead Zone stuff. And it shipped really quick. I think it only took like 2 weeks to get to me, which was nice.
Nice.
So do that, people. Just buy more. Stunt bots are back, people. They're great. Bolts. You need multiple grunt bots. You just can't. I only have one. I might have to buy more grunt bots.
I need to play around with the grunt bots a little bit more.
I guess they're pretty good. I've heard they're good. Nobody likes stunt bots, but grunt bots, I think that's...
Who doesn't like stunt bots?
I think a lot of people don't think they're worth the price. I they're crazy people, but look at them. Right. They got a little goblin inside.
Well, don't worry. We'll just put more points on them.
Those cost more next time.
You know, we'll just let the coach and Andy
ruin everything.
Raise more prices on my faction.
Yeah,
the two of them just hunched over a book, just rubbing their hands together.
Yeah, cackling like the three witches.
Yes,
with the eye and Perseus.
I have a little hint for you. Pat. Just start saying you like a team you don't like, and maybe they'll screw that one up, and then they'll leave the Marauders alone.
Oh, I'm going to start playing Forgefathers. Whatever two factions those two guys like, that's what I'm going to play.
I think it's Veerman and Forgefathers. I think that's their favorites. So
that's what I'm going to play at all tournaments.
Coincidentally, some of the ones that got the most help were Veerman and Forgefathers.
Oh, no. Are we going to start this? Is this going to be a new bit we do?
Of course.
We're going to accuse the
100%
rules committee of nepotism.
Every time we talk about Marauders or something, it's coming up.
Backroom shenanigans.
That's not even a question.
Yeah, come on. It's pretty obvious.
Okay, I guess we are.
They must hate, I think, hey, at least they did something with the Marauders. They hit Asterians more. They did nothing with those guys.
I don't think you can make them any worse, that's why.
But which is worse? The child that gets beaten or the one that just gets neglected?
Yeah, that's true. That is a good question.
That's true. I'm going to start cutting and get tattoos here soon.
If you have any issues, please contact someone. Nothing wrong with tattoos. Come on.
Yeah. I'm going to start wearing black lipstick.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with being goth. Come on.
Nah, not my thing.
Meh. I had to think about it for a second. There's nothing good with being about being goth either, too, so.
Suicide Girls, man.
Oh, Jesus. I felt a little dirty right there.
A little. Yeah.
And Rob's not joking. A lot of the stuff we do is a bit. No, he's not joking about that.
All right. Jack on track again.
Jack, everything we do is a bit. Come on. This isn't serious. We don't even talk like this.
So, Gen Con, looking for fun. Come by the booth. Say hi to Stairmaster.
Yes, Stairmaster.
Come say hi to Mr. Berman. Elvis from the office will be coming in.
Excited to meet him. I've never met him before.
From customer support. If you have a beef with him, feel free to come in and take a swing, and then the rest of us will jump on top of you and beat you down.
Or help. Maybe we don't like the guy. I don't know. I haven't met him yet.
Yeah, it's true. Hey, we're up in the air. So right now, it's 50-50.
There's a slight chance we'll help you beat him up.
There's a slight chance that you could get a free swing. Slight chance not.
Yeah. Please, no violence at Gen Con. There's rules against this.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, one guy already got punched out last year, remember?
Yes, that was. And I think there's been a lot of politics going on now where a lot of that stuff's been stamped out. A lot of the people who shouldn't be there have been banned, and hopefully it creates a better environment for everyone because, there's a lot of creeps, it seems, in the role-playing and board game community. Who knew?
I think it happened in a bar, so you add alcohol and a bunch of people, socially awkward people. All I know is one guy got sucker punched, and then the attacker punched out a window. I don't think you can blame a whole community for a lunatic like that. That's a...
Well, no, that's. I think that's a single person event. That's a person who's got himself some issues. I get that, but
got some.
Regardless,
got to.
In a normal society, you shouldn't just walk up to someone and punch them in the face, anyways, without
without
speaking first. You know.
Yeah. But
there's rules of combat, is what you're saying?
There definitely is a set of rules. I mean, if you're at the point now where you can't have a civil discourse.
With your fists?
Hitting someone when they're not looking is not...
Unless it's with a beer bottle, because that's what you have to do.
Well, I mean, sure, if you're the fall guy.
I was thinking more British people, but okay.
if you're Hooper.
What?
That's a 1970s reference about a stuntman, Burt Reynolds movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to go for Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Really, we're just going off on tangents now. Have we talked about Gen Con even recently? I don't think so.
No, but I think we pretty much wrapped Gen Con up a while ago after Mantic Night, so.
Yes, it is a fun time. You'll be surprised how many people are there if you've never been. Last year was my first time, and I was a bit overwhelmed. Hopefully I will be able to take it in a bit more this time. There was literally parts of the dealer hall. I was pretty much stuck in the dealer hall, but there's literally parts of that I never saw. It was so big. And
I asked Rob, I said, oh, did you see? No. Oh, well, what about, I think I saw that over the ropes. They had an inflatable something. I think I know where that was. That was the extent of his,
it's a Hulk huge fan. Place. Like, it's not like you didn't try. We walked around quite a bit. It's just, it's so big. You don't get everywhere. It was crazy.
You said the booth to the washroom was the most stuff you got to see because you could, you know.
Yes.
Yep. And, if you have to go to the washroom, go early. Cause after that, it gets a little scary when you get 100,000 people going to the washroom all day.
It gets a little slippery.
Yeah. It's not good times. Lots of, like, there's famous people there, obviously. And, if you're into the geek kind of culture, last year all the Critical Role people were there and never saw them. And, should be a fun time.
John Jack got his picture with Joe Manganiello.
I didn't know that.
He walked by the booth and John Jack, of course, he didn't bother telling us anything because I would have given him some of our terrain kit for his D&D game.
And also he...
And if you are listening, Joe Manganiello, I still want to give you some terrain kit.
And if you please, if you're listening, Joe Manganiello, what the hell, man? Let us know.
Have some standards. Come on.
Yeah.
Just look in the mirror and go, I'm better than this.
There was somebody else, too, who was, and I was doing a demo, and they're, like, directly behind me, and then afterwards you're like, oh, yeah, that person's right behind you. It was somebody famous. I'm like, what the, I never even got to meet him. Yeah. And it is always funny to watch Rob Berman, because he's a pretty quiet guy, but then somebody will come up for an interview, and he turns on, like, the Crazy Bobby. Even if he's not doing Crazy Bobby, he turns on that, that energy. It's amazing to see.
Yes.
So, there's always that, too.
So, John Jack ran off and got his picture. With that.
But yeah, there's always good things going on. And Artist Alley, and like, even if you're not into it, really.
There's some good artists on there. I mean, I use art, that's my path when I go to the bathrooms through Artist Alley because I like to see some of the stuff that's going on there, some good prints.
And it should be interesting. I don't know if there's, it should be interesting who shows up this year and what's, last year Weird had the biggest booth. And I was just like, how does Weird Miniatures have the biggest booth at Gen Con? Things like that. It stuns me, frankly. So we'll have to see if there's another stunning thing. There's always big announcements. And we'll see if Ronnie always spills some beans at Mantic Open Night. So that'll be good. There is things afoot. So maybe we'll get some more information on that stuff. So, yeah, it's a good time. If you can make it to Gen Con, it's worth it. If you haven't,
we'd love to see you.
And if you haven't already booked anything, you're too late. So, if you haven't been to Gen Con, come to AdeptCon because that's more fun.
Yeah, get in if you. There's any of those. Quite a few of the Hellboys have sold out now. A couple of the Here's Negans. It looks like I think most of the big game slots have been sold out for Kings of War. So, things are happening. So. If you haven't registered for any of your events, get in soon.
That's another thing. This is just one event hall that I was in where the Mantic stuff was. There was a guitar playing.
That was your fanfare.
It was huge. That event hall was so big, and there's whole other sections. Then once again, there's a whole other level. Like there's people playing everywhere, so it's pretty neat. I was amazed by the scale of people, and I'm glad I don't have to wait in lines. I'm glad I have a chance to get in early and escape all those giant lines of people. The smell wasn't so bad. I think I mentioned it somewhere else that I think slowly but surely geeks are understanding there's a thing called deodorant, and it wasn't as bad as I expected. So
it doesn't get that bad in the hall, but
I'm sure if you're in an enclosed space somewhere, you'd be in trouble. There was always a few people walk by and you're like, oh dear God, they have like a funk cloud following them. But,
oh dear.
But generally, I think it's pretty good. I think it's a different environment than AdeptCon. If AdeptCon, you get people who like 18 people in a room and they come to play tournaments and stuff. Where there, it's more of a social event almost, I think, at Gen Con.
Yeah.
You might play games, but it's more like, oh, yeah, I'll play a game here or there. It's not you're going to play a tournament, not necessarily, right?
No, it's true. I mean, it's a lot of role-playing games, a lot of board games. There are some tournaments, and board game tournaments that go on in some of the other rooms. But all in all, it's just, it's kind of a come play a game with people you haven't met or play a game you haven't played with. They're very, you know, one thing about Gen Con, it's very open and inviting to playing a new game. People are not afraid to pick an event that they don't know anyone in, jump in and play and have a good time. So,
and Mantic provides a lot of those, so come have fun.
Yes.
I think pretty much every game, other than the tournaments, everything is, you don't have to know what you're doing. A lot of things are provided for you. Any of the Here's Negan or Hellboys or even the Learn to Plays, obviously. Or
the, I think the only thing that you need, only event that we have that you need to bring stuff for is the actual Kings of Gen Con, Kings of War tournament.
Yeah, and even the, yeah, I guess, because even Crazy A will have extra Red Ball guys.
And maybe the Firefight tournament, you might have to bring your own stuff. But everything else has pre-made stuff.
Yeah.
Figures and materials provided.
Yep, which is great. Fun times will be had by all. So that's about it. I think we've covered Gen Con quite thoroughly in this episode. I don't know if there's anything else to say. Anything else to say, people?
I would just say that for shame that you said that we covered Gen Con thoroughly. We faffed around for the vast majority of that. But I think we gave enough of an information that if people want to go, they know how. Mantic Knight, if you want to go to that, hopefully if you're on the fence, if you're like, I don't know, go.
And if you want Jack to go next year, I think we should start a petition. We're gonna have a petition for Jack to go to Gen Con next year.
So that's true.
Start signing that petition now.
Good. I will spend my time walking the dealer halls and going to different panels. It'll be a delight.
Not on Pat's dime, you won't. He's always our pharaoh. So you know what the true pharaoh says. He treats you fairly.
So let it be written, so let it be done.
And just like that, we're done. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I've been Pharaoh.
And please, do come to Gen Con. Do come back next week for some more Dead Zone action. And next week is, or next month is 99. It's the Wayne Gretzky.
99, Love Balloons.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yep. So we're going to sing that in German and English. So come back for that one.
That's going to be a hard one.
No, it's going to be great.
Thank you for listening to the Dead Zone Podcast. I have been your announcer, William Randolph Wintergreen. Visit the website, deadzonegame.podbean.com. Email your hosts at deadzonepodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter, you can follow the show at Dead Zone Podcast. The Dead Zone Podcast is a production of Vinland Old Time Radio Productions.
Let's record this thing. Jack, you want to start it? 98. Yes. 98.
98 degrees? Does anyone know any 98-degree songs?
Yes.
I don't.
Start the damn podcast?
98 is Pop Boot Itself? I think it's Pop Boot Itself. They have a song called 98 Degrees.
Amazing.
Well, there was a band called 98 Degrees that had...
I refuse to accept that you say that.
Nick Lachey was in it.
Doesn't exist. Jack, why aren't you starting this podcast? We've been talking forever.
Exactly. I think you answered your own question. Okay. If you, the Nattering Twins can just pipe down for just a moment.
Can someone record this? Pat, could you record?
Yeah, give me a sec. I'm finding some 90 degree songs.
You're just going to play them randomly during the podcast? Do you have the Gen Con agendas so you know what you're going to talk about?
What do you mean?
You're going to talk about all the events. We have me on the show for you. This is for you.
I did it for you.
You're making me do so much work.
Jack, why did we start this podcast?
I don't know. It's a mystery to me. I don't think anyone could.
I think Pat's going through CDs or something over there. I don't know what he's doing.
That's not me. I'm not making that noise.
Oh, is that you, Jack?
The ages will not know why I haven't started the podcast.
All right, I got my my spreadsheet open now.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. Good.
That pause is where you're supposed to start the podcast.
I just inhaled, and I knew good shenanigans. I went, I thought, there's going to be something. He's going to do something.
Pat, did you start recording?
Yeah, I did. I started a while ago.
Excellent.
Okay.
Unlike Jack, I started a while ago.
I know. Well, some of us are professionals.
Look it up. Okay.